Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of July 2020. Supreme Court has rejected the interim bail of Mahender Singh Yadav, co-accused in the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Delhi High Court has held that evidence collected in breach of the fundamental right to privacy alone would not make it inadmissible in court of law. Delhi High Court has issued the notice to Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a plea seeking a direction to be issued to the e-commerce websites to publish the country of origin along with the products in order to promote selling of goods manufactured in India. Delhi High Court has observed that conduct of the respondent, wife of being interested in remaining in her home or not showing initiative in doing household work can by no stretch of imagination be described as cruel behavior and that too upon the appellant husband. Punjab and Haryana High Court has stayed the operation of a circular issued by the Real Estate Regulatory Authority, Punjab, extending validity of all registered real estate projects by 6 months. Kerala High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation against collection of school fee during lockdown period. National Company Law Tribunal, New Delhi, has directed the central government to constitute a special committee to look into the functioning of the Delhi Gymkhana Club. Supreme Court has observed that there is no justification to award compensation towards loss of love and affection as a separate head, in addition to award in compensation for loss of consortium. Delhi High Court has disposed of a plea by jail Pinjarutad member seeking access to lawyer, after Tihar Jail assured the court she will be provided video conferencing facility. Delhi High Court has observed that as a general rule, a copy of the report given by the jail superintendent as well as by the investigating officer should be supplied to the applicant so that accused can properly understand the reasons given therein and defend their case. Delhi High Court has stayed the penalty imposed on an insolvency professional who allegedly violated the provisions of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016 by going against the terms of the moratorium. Delhi High Court has directed the Commissioner of Delhi Police to investigate into certain serious allegations raised against some police officers of Sonia Vihar Police Station for allegedly misusing their authority during investigation. Delhi High Court has directed the Education Department and Urban Development Department of the Delhi Government to submit a status report indicating the amounts that are due and payable for the financial year 2020-2021 towards the salary component of teachers engaged by the North Delhi Municipal Corporation. Bombay High Court has directed the Principal Secretary to the State Social Justice and Special Assistance Department to consider and dispose of concerns expressed by an activist working for the transgender community regarding plight of the member especially after the lockdown and seeking directions for formulation of a welfare scheme for the 40,000 members of the community in the state. Madras High Court has expressed the view that the statement of the head constable on delinquent police personnel was prima facie enough to alter the case to one under Section 302 of the Indian Penal Code. 1860 against the Satankulam policemen who were actively involved in the investigation of the Jayaraj Benix case. Chhattisgarh High Court has issued notice to the Directorate of Enforcement on a petition challenging various provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002, relating to arrest, as ultra-vires the Constitution of India, 1949. Telangana High Court has inaugurated the mobile video conference facility to assist appearance of lawyers situated in remote locations in the video conference hearings before court. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that all schools, irrespective of whether they offered online classes during the lockdown period or not, are entitled to collect the tuition fee.